For days, U.S. military commanders in Iraq have weathered a whirlwind of allegations of killings of civilians by American forces. Saturday, a U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said one allegation is entirely without merit, that U.S. troops executed a family during a raid in Ishaqi and then attempted to conceal the deed. Major General William Caldwell.
Allegations that the troops executed a family living in a safe house and then hid these alleged crimes by directing an airstrike are absolutely false.
What happened, the U.S. military says, is that American forces were fired on during a raid on a building believed to house an Al-Qaeda suspect. The troops are said to have returned fire and called in an airstrike, which destroyed the building and killed the suspect and resulted in up to 9 other deaths. U.S. commanders say troops acted in accordance with established rules of engagement. But just what took place in another Iraqi municipality, Haditha, remains unclear. Local Iraqis accuse U.S. forces of going on a rampage, killing 24 civilians last November. An attorney representing claimants in Haditha says U.S. forces acted criminally both during and after the alleged incident. He says they sealed off the whole city for a month, not allowing anyone to enter the city and arresting anyone who speaks about the incident. So the issue did not appear on television for a long time. The truth is, the ones who provoked this issue are the Americans themselves. Major General Caldwell says events in Haditha remain under investigation, but stressed that coalition troops in Iraq will be held to account for any misdeeds.
The coalition does not and will not tolerate unethical or criminal behavior. All allegations of such activity will be fully investigated, and any members found to have committed such activities, violations, will be held accountable.
Officials of Iraq's new unity government have expressed outrage over alleged wrongdoing by U.S. forces and say they will continue their own investigations. U.S. officials have assured Iraq's prime minister that he will be kept fully informed about the U.S. investigations underway. Meanwhile, Russian officials say a Russian diplomat has been killed and 4 embassy staffers kidnapped during an attack on their vehicle in Baghdad. The officials say they are in contact with Iraqi authorities and will press for the captives' release. In other violence, gunmen killed at least 7 Iraqi policemen and wounded several others in Bakuba. Outside the municipality, police found 8 severed heads. Several bodies were also discovered in Baghdad with bullet wounds and signs of torture. Amid continuing violence, President Bush has repeatedly stated that U.S. forces will remain in Iraq as long as they are needed to safeguard the nation's fledgling democracy. But some Democrats say a gradual withdrawal of American troops should be underway by year's end. Peter Welch, a Democratic congressional candidate from Vermont, delivered his party's Saturday radio address.
We must ensure that 2006 is a year of significant transition to full Iraqi sovereignty. We must establish clear benchmarks for the Iraqis to take care of their own country and defend themselves so that we can transition our troops out and move to fight a smarter war on terrorism.
Welch criticized the Republican-led Congress's oversight of funds allocated to the U.S. effort in Iraq and the broader war on terror. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.